Chapter 5. A Brilliant Idea. Julie really enjoyed the night safari. The reserve was even more mysterious at night, and the night vision binoculars were the key to the mystery. There was something very exciting and unexpected about seeing an animal's eyes shining in the dark, looking straight at you. It was 1 a.m. when Julie finally returned to the hotel. She lay in her bed, thinking. She could hear the insects and she knew that outside her room, the African bush was alive. She could imagine the wildlife all around her, not so far from her room. The hotel is like a human zoo, she thought. We're in a land of wild animals. This is their home and we're guests, protected in our cage. Julie closed her eyes and tried to go to sleep. Suddenly, she heard a low sound in the distance. What was that? She sat up in her bed and looked out of the window. Then she heard it again. This time she was sure. It was the sound of an elephant from somewhere far away. The next morning, Kimbo's voice woke Julie. Julie looked at her watch. It was almost 11 o'clock. Yes, just a minute, Julie said. She got out of bed and opened the door. Kimbo and Andrew stood there, smiling at her. Good morning, Andrew said. Sorry to wake you up, said Kimbo, but we didn't want to leave without saying goodbye. Are you leaving already? Asked Julie. She couldn't hide the disappointment in her voice. Yes, I'm afraid we must get to Nairobi, said Kimbo. Then she took her night vision binoculars from her bag. Here, Julie, you can have these, she said. I saw that you liked them. I've got other binoculars like these. Wow, Julie said happily. That's a marvellous present. Thanks, Kimbo. They exchanged phone numbers and email addresses, and then, after a final goodbye, the two cousins left. Julie had to decide her plans for the day, now that Andrew and Kimbo were gone. In the end, she decided to relax at the hotel for the day. So she lay by the pool and watched the birds on the grass. This was her last day at the hotel. Tomorrow afternoon she was leaving for Nairobi, and from there she was taking a taxi to the airport to catch her 9 o'clock flight to Ireland. Julie was lying by the pool, watching a group of big safari ants. They were walking in a long line on the ground, by her sunbed. Just then, somebody walked nearby and stood on the ants. Julie looked at the destructive wet footprints on the ground, but she quickly forgot the ants when she saw the design of a shield on the footprint. It was the same footprint as the one near Kimbo's jeep. Julie quickly sat up and looked at the man. She could only see his back, but she recognized his head. It was the big bald man. Julie was very confused. Was this man responsible for Kimbo's flat tire? But why Kimbo's jeep? Mason didn't know she was going to visit the waterhole with Kimbo and Andrew. Suddenly, Julie remembered the 4 TV screens in Mason's office. That's it, she thought. Mason can see everything that happens in the hotel, including the lobby. He saw and heard my conversation with Kimbo and Andrew that morning. He knew we were planning to go to the waterhole. They punctured Kimbo's tire when we were getting ready to leave. It was all very clear to her now. Mason was trying to hide something at the waterhole. Nobody could go there. Mason's secret was safe, and there was nothing she could do. She was leaving for Nairobi without seeing a single elephant. But there were elephants. Julie remembered the elephant sounds she heard in the night. Julie left the pool and walked into the lobby. She looked at the posters on the notice board. There was a big poster with a picture of a hot air balloon. It said, "Balloon Safari. Come and enjoy the experience." Four people were in a balloon basket high in the sky, and below them were a lot of elephants. "That looks fun, but it's probably very expensive," Julie thought. Then she had an idea. This was her opportunity to get to the waterhole. She couldn't drive there, but maybe she could fly there. "Hi, I want to go on the balloon safari," Julie said to the young African man at the desk. He was a Maasai, the famous warrior tribe of East Africa, and he had big holes in his ears. The young man was called Sakimba, and he was the balloon pilot. He gave Julie all the information she needed. "Be ready at 4:30 this afternoon," he said. "We'll leave at 5 p.m. "Great," said Julie. "Can we go to a specific place I want to visit?" "We'll see. If there are other passengers, I don't know if they'll agree," he said. "And if I'm the only passenger?" Julie asked. Sakimba looked at Julie curiously. "Where do you want to go?" he asked. "To the waterhole," she answered. "That's south," said Sakimba. "If the wind is our friend, you'll see the waterhole."